It's Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen in the Big Brother backyard with Paul. Paul.
What's
I
up?
I have a picture with you I posted it of last year in the same shirt. I feel like the shirt is bad luck.
Look, I was like, look, bad luck doesn't exist. We'll do it for continuity. It'll be funny. It wasn't funny, so
no,
I blew it big time.
I blame the shirt. How do you feel about the outcome? I mean, second place, second year in a row.
Look,
I know.
It's honestly funny at this point. I'm over
it.
Like, coming short, of course coming short by one vote, 2 years in a row sucks.
To Cody, of all people.
Yeah. I mean, I put in a lot of hard work this season, and I'm just proud of myself for making it this far. And, you know, being the only vet and fighting my way to the end is pretty gnarly. So I won in my book.
Yeah.
I'll take second place prize money, and I'm proud of what I did. I think it was cool.
You were probably the only player who actually played the game. You had almost everyone else, I mean, minus Jessica and Cody, playing for you. How does one do that? How do you do that?
I'm either a sociopath or a maniac. I don't know what I am. I'm one of those things, but I don't know. I love Big Brother, and I guess I'm kind of good at it, but not super good at it because I keep losing. But I mean, everybody always did what I said, so it was kind of. I was impressed with myself. I was like, "There's no way I can pull this off."
Yeah.
And then I'd pull it off.
And you're like, "What?"
Well, I guess I pulled that off.
Do you feel okay? So you had friendship bracelets in the beginning. You had 3 weeks not on the block. Everyone doing things for you. Do you feel like you were stacked in that sense with the bracelets and the advantage, the hex?
It was not an advantage. If anything, I think it was a disadvantage. I immediately had to come in and make 8 enemies because whoever didn't get a friendship bracelet was pissed.
Right.
Then the 3 weeks of safety, once it was revealed, people were like, all right, well, as soon as that's done, let's get him out.
Yeah.
So if anything, those were a burden. I almost didn't take the 3 weeks of safety. Granted, I would have been evicted. But
right.
With that, like, people looked at it like, oh, you know what I mean? It just stacked onto my target.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop. This is not helping me.
Right.
Being the only vet, having to give 8 friendship bracelets, not giving 8 people friendship bracelets. Somebody gets evicted because of that. The first 4 weeks, I was like, all right, well, I'm just a massive walking target.
Right. So this season has really been best known for the bullying and attacking of each other. How does it feel to be associated with that title?
It's a little bit bullshit, in my opinion. I don't think everything that I, you know, pushed forward for, whether it was pots and pans, whether it was like, yo, blow up on this person and kind of throw them off, was never a personal attack. I never said, hey, go over there and call someone ugly all day.
Yeah.
I said, hey, go over there, kind of toss them off their game because we got a competition to play.
Right.
So all the warfare that I wanted to cause was purely game strategy. But when other people started mixing in personal and blah, 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 that was on them.
Yeah.
And the fact that they all pointed their finger at me in the end kind of sucked because they were too, they never owned up to what they did.
Yeah.
And they just, it was Paul's idea. It was Paul's idea. It was Paul's idea to throw you off your game. It was not Paul's idea for you to just go around and throw pickle juice in someone's face or start banging pots and pans and screaming obscenities.
Right.
It was my plan to throw you off your game, not to hurt your feelings.
Are you going to go back and watch this season?
No, I didn't watch season 18. I won't watch season 19. I mean, I've lived it. I did it.
I don't
need any clarification. I don't need anything from
right,
it.
Right.
You know, it's a game. I played the game and I lost. It's fine. You know, I'm not. Like, what is there? I could just go and analyze. I know I all my plans worked because I made it to the end.
Yeah.
So,
are you really going to make, I read through the live feeds, are you making fundraiser shirts for Raven?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Absolutely.
So there's a hashtag that was pretty popular, Raven Exposed Party, about.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
It's true. That's why I asked, because half of the things she would, you know, Big Brother fans are crazy,
right,
which
I
love
dig,
them
dig,
for
dig,
it.
Dig,
they
dig.
Will dig. There's a list of things she said she had, and then a list of contradicting statements from that. So how much do you think is real, embellished? Do you think there's anything?
I'm definitely going to go find out, but I know that she does need another pacemaker. I mean, I'm hoping that that's a thing. And if it's not, then I'm going to be like, well, that's a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah.
But if she really does need something like that, and, you know, if her life is dependent on it, of course I'm going to make shirts and give her all that money, because if the girl needs money to continue to live, of course I'm going to do everything that I can to contribute.
Aww.
But if it was all a lie, then I'm going to maybe not.
Did you know that you met her before this house at one of your shows?
Yeah. I mean, I remember
did you say?
Her,
okay.
But I didn't, like, we weren't like buds.
Right.
I was like, hey, I'm a fan of you from Big Brother. Like, I was like, oh, wait, thank you for seeing my band. Let's take a picture. And that was about it. And then I saw her in the Big Brother. So I was like, holy shit, that's that girl. I was like, she made it. That's cool.
Yeah.
But we never really spoke about it because it was, like, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't, like, sit there and we talked for it. Like, no, it was like, hey, I got to go back to my van and go to my next show.
Yeah.
it was really nice meeting you. She picked my brain a little bit about my experience, and that was it.
Do you know anyone else before this house, before coming
Absolutely
into this
not.
House?
I don't know anybody.
There's a rumor going around, which I don't know if it's true or not, that you knew Christmas before this.
No, apparently people are saying like Christmas worked for my mom. My
yes,
mom doesn't
that's
even
a rumor.
Own a business. Me and my mom have never been to North Carolina. I've never seen Christmas in my life before. The only possible scenario that maybe we would have crossed paths is because I did CrossFit. But she was like an elite CrossFitter.
Yeah.
So I don't see how her and I would have ever met because she competed in games. I just did it as part of like my MMA routine. So
yeah.
Other than that, I don't know any backwards world where I would have ever met
right.
Christmas.
You asked the live feeders to tweet you the alumni who were
talking shit. Oh, yeah.
Why did you automatically assume that there were alumni out there?
Because I know that there were alumni who are either going to clown on me or say something about me, and I was ready for it. It's like, all right, listen to any alumni who is talking shit probably has never made it to Final Two anyway, so
uh-huh.
Hilarious. B, nobody else has fought through as the only vet in the game and then made it to the Final Two. Also hilarious. So anything you have to say, sign up for www.com Big Brother Casting Season 20 and good luck.
I want to end on a positive note. One thing I know that I think will excite you. There are two of your ex-housemates from season.
Oh, yeah, are dating now.
Oh, my gosh, you know already? I wanted to be the one to tell you.
They kissed on stage in front of me, and I was like, wait, am I
no.
in the Twilight Zone?
So you
what
saw.
The hell is happening?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they started dating this season. I think
That's
it's the cutest
awesome.
Thing.
It's
How do you feel about that?
It's super bizarre, but I love it. I love every – they're going to make weird, hairy, nerdy babies, and I'm all about it, but, like – super left field, would have never seen that one coming, but I'm stoked. Like, I love them both dearly, so it's chill.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Paul, for taking the time to talk to the big
time.
Thank
you, ladies, so much. Aww.